Blog Talk Radio.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. Let you down so many times, been freshly crucified, thought that I had a plan, I had it all figured out, but the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is there anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Make me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Make me over again.
Make me over again. Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus healed my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. Was not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna feed you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Make them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. I bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry, and I want to welcome you to my new podcast entitled The Heartbeat of God. And before I get into the heart of the message, I want to ask you to just put aside your list, put aside all of the things that you're doing right now, and just get a cup of tea, get a glass of water, whatever you want, and just sit and listen to this broadcast. And if you have a question, please press 1, and I will definitely grace you on the mic. And if you are listening via the internet, please feel free to post your comments on the message board. Before I get into the heart of the message, I want to talk about the inspiration behind the name of this podcast, The Heartbeat of God. The heartbeat of God is a very distinct sound. And when you lay on God's chest, you will hear his heartbeat. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because it's really, I'm talking about intimacy. Because if you're not intimate with God, you're not going to lay on his chest. And you're not going to hear his heartbeat. But there are different ways that we hear God's heartbeat. And it's all about intimacy. It's all about being willing to get close to God. It's about getting intimate with God. It's about spending time in God's presence. It's about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. It's about praising God in everything good and everything bad that happens in our lives. It's about taking the much-needed time to know God, to talk to God, to sing to God, to listen to God, to sit quiet in his presence, to soak in his glory. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Has God's glory ever filled your prayer room or your prayer closet? Have you ever experienced a tender moment with God where you cried out to God from the bitterest part of your soul? And in response, God reached out to you and wiped your tears away. Remember, we're talking about the heartbeat of God. This intimacy, and this is a special place. It is called the secret place in Psalm 91. Where God covers us and hides us under the shadow of his wings, where his truth is our shield and our buckler. Oh, to see him is a favorite song I like to sing. And the verse says, oh, to look upon God's face in the most intimate place of worship, where God touches you and allows you to both feel and hear his heartbeat. That special place where he reveals his secrets and his mysteries to you so that you can strategically pray and do the things that he instructs you to do for him. All of that is what the heartbeat of God is about. You see, you can't feel God's heartbeat from a distance, from a cold and bitter room that is filled with malice, bitterness, resentment, hurt, and pain. Because those fruits of darkness, the goal of those fruits in darkness is to prevent you from loving so that you can't hear God's heartbeat. Because the devil knows that God will use that love for his glory to change lives. I didn't always have this level of intimacy with God. You see, I was broken. I was lied on. I was mistreated. I was declared emotionally disturbed. I was called crazy by haters because God had to use what they did to me to make and mold me into what God created me to be. And I'm taking the time to break this down for you because the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, it is for real people with real problems that are looking for real soul, S-O-U-L, solutions. And in order to be real, you have to hear real testimonies. You have to understand that the wounded healers of God are individuals that have gone through similar situations. Those that have experienced great hurts and pains and disappointments, although it was very painful, the wonderful thing about it is it brings you closer to God and it teaches you how to hear the heartbeat of God. You see, with all of the trials and the tribulations that I went through, I understand now that I had to be rejected. I had to be isolated from my family. I had to raise my children alone. I had to overcome and defeat domestic violence, parental abuse, household witchcraft, and poverty, and a poverty mindset. You know, I had to be that misfit. I had to be made to feel uncomfortable everywhere God sent me because I was strategically designed by God to stand out and to be distinctively different because God fearfully and creatively made me in his image. You too. But it's your choice to whether you're going to shine your shine or whether you're going to dim your light. But I chose to shine my shine in the dark places because God brought me out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And it is God that creatively created me to shine my shine for Jesus and to share inspirational messages of hope through the Heartbeat of God podcast. So I want you to know that everything worked out for my good. And there are some things that God is still working out. But first, I had to believe that I was who God said I was. And once I believed that, listen, I stepped out in faith, and I did what God told me to do. And dig this, I wasn't perfect, y'all. I said this is real talk, real people, real problems, real issues. And the truth is, I was jacked up. I was messed up by the negative words and the mischievous actions of others that influenced me, like the serpent influenced and deceived Eve into doubting what God said. But it was years later, after coming out of agreement with the lies and the negative actions of others that don't know one thing about me or God's plans for my life. And here I am, shining for Jesus, giving God the glory because God took my mess and turned it into a message. And the things that God said to me about me are coming to pass. And you know what? All of those negative things, all of those negative words that were spoken about me and against me, they have fallen to the wayside. So, man of God, woman of God, child of God, won't God do the same thing for you? Maybe you've been in my situation, or maybe you're in a similar situation. I don't know. But the purpose of this podcast is to share inspirational messages of hope in which I will be sharing my private pain for public profit, that will encourage you, that will enlighten you, that will help you to be strengthened as you continue on this journey. So the purpose of today's broadcast is to encourage you to change your focus. So I want you to take your eyes off your problems, take your eyes off your situation, take your eyes off of everything that has been a distraction to you. And close your eyes for a moment, and then lift your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, because all of your help comes from God. I want you to seek the master builder, the one who built the hills, the one who is a way maker. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and this is the Heartbeat of God. And my topic today is Make Me Over Again. Build My House, God. So welcome to a compassionate conversation that I had with God. And I pray that you will be enlightened, that you will be inspired, challenged, and feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit as he reveals the damaged areas of the infrastructure of your heart, not to hurt you or cut you down, but to help and rebuild you. And I'm going to ask you to go with me to Jeremiah, the first chapter and verse 10. I'm going to read that scripture. And it says, this is the King James Version. And it says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now, I'm going to read that in a different version so that we could get a better understanding of what God is saying here. And in the Amplified Version, it says, see, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. So as I read that scripture and just meditated on the message, Build My House, I decided to have a conversation with God, because that's what I do. Many times I write in my journal and I'm just talking to God. And I shared a message one day on Facebook, and it really was received well. A lot of people responded to it. So God inspired me to do this series, The Heartbeat of God, in which I have compassionate conversations with him that are learning tools. They are instruments of change. Now, I'm going to be releasing some information to you, and I'm going to be releasing God's prophetic instructions to you. So I encourage you to get a pen to take down some notes, or if you want to listen to this broadcast later, you could just listen to it over again. But this is the conversation that I had with God, and this is me speaking. Good morning, God. How are you this morning? I have a list of questions for you today about building a house for you and learning how to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is my reasonable service according to your word in Romans 12 and 1. So this is God speaking. Good morning, Stacy. How are you? That is wonderful. I love it when you ask me questions. That's how you grow in my word and in our relationship. What's on your heart today are the very things that are on my heart, the very things that are on my mind. So what are you reading this morning? Well, God, I read Jeremiah 1 and 10, but I also read in the book of Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4. And if you give me a moment, God, I will share that scripture with you, because it's so connected to the topic today and what you gave me to share with your people. In Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4, it says, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And that is the scripture that I read today. And God, as I was reading, it said that through wisdom is a house builded. And immediately I thought about asking you for wisdom and asking you for guidance, because I can't do this on my own. And I'm asking you to give me wisdom to know how to build not just a physical house that I live in, but God, how do I build my spiritual house? I want to talk about the infrastructure of my house, which is the place where you live and dwell. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God, in Romans 12 and 1, it says that I am to be a living sacrifice for you, holy and acceptable unto you, because the Holy Spirit is living inside of me. So I have to use wisdom to build it, and I need your understanding to establish it. And God, I have been using the infrastructures of buildings and the planting of seeds on the soil to represent the building and the planting, and to give those within my sphere of influence a visual of what you are doing in the lives of your people and what you are doing in the body of Christ. We are many members but one body, and God, there are many damaged infrastructures of the body. And the foundation is weak in some areas, and other areas the foundation is damaged. Still in other areas the foundation is cracked. The foundational pillars are broken and they need to be regrounded. They need to be restored. They need to be refitted, restructured, and secured, so that it can bear the weight of the house. And God, I want to go back to Jeremiah verse 1 and 10 for a moment, because it says, see, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overflow, to build and to plant. So this is talking about making over. There are some things that must be torn down, and there are some things that must be destroyed and overthrown, and there are some things that need to be built. So this is just not about me, but it's the lessons that you are teaching me, that I'm able to use my life as an example to help shed light on the body of Christ and to help bring awareness about building from a biblical perspective. So here's God's response. God said, Stacy, last week you shared a very powerful scripture in Psalms 127 in verse 1, and I'm going to repeat it for you so that you can connect it to what you just shared, okay? And I want you to stay with me for a moment. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So before we can go any further with this conversation, Stacy, I want you to identify the type of building that I am referencing here, because it is more than just a physical building that a person can reside in. If I don't build it, they labor in vain that built it. So now this is my response to God. God, I love you so much. Thanks for asking me to do that, because many people are so set on building things that they say is for you, but they neglect you and they fail to include you, which brings me back to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 3. That says, through wisdom, a house is built. And God, without your wisdom, I don't care who the person is. Without your wisdom, without your guidance and direction, their labor will be in vain. And vain means worthless, producing no results. And God, right here, the bright light comes on, because all over the world, people are building worthless buildings that are not producing results, are not bringing glory and honor to your name, because they have failed to include you. They have failed to seek your wisdom, and they did not establish what they were doing with your spiritual understanding. And I ask that you send them to our conversation so that they can see the damaged areas of the infrastructure of their thinking, where they lean to their own understanding and left out of the building process. So here we have God speaking. He says, Stacy, I love you so much. Excellent. And I want you to use that last paragraph to release key prayer points this week in my word. I will give the scriptures to you when we meet after you finish your work today. For now, I want you to share the foundational scripture so that I can remove scales from blinded eyes and release the spiritual illumination of my word and start the demolition process of tearing down the old buildings so that we can reconstruct the new building as they allow the counsel of the Holy Spirit that will lead God and train them in this area. So now I'm responding to God. Okay, God, but I'm about to pull out the big artillery. This is deep stuff, God. I don't know if they are ready for this, but I am going to be obedient to your instructions. And here goes. God, in the context of building, the body of Christ needs to focus on the building of the spiritual house, because as long as it is in shambles, all that they attempt to build for you will be in shambles. It will be unacceptable. It will be an unacceptable offering. God, we have to go back to the basics of sanctification and consecration. And we must build up our spiritual houses. Peter, it says, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So this is God speaking, and good job, Stacy. That's it right there. You got it. The spiritual house, the development of the spiritual man, the development of character, the development of attitudes, the place of hidden motives, intentions, and dispositions. It's time to do some tearing down so that we can destroy the works of the flesh, those vain, worthless things that serve no purpose and have no value in the work that I am doing in the lives of those that truly want to be a spiritual house of worship, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to me, God, by Jesus Christ. St- Stacy, let's close out for today with the food for thought that I provided to you for your help today in getting this message out. I appreciate you. Have a good day. So, God, I love working with you. I love working for you. Thanks for creating in me a clean heart and fixing the damaged areas of my infrastructure so that you can rebuild me, so that you can make me, so that you can mold me into what you created me to be for you, for your glory. So, God, I want you to have a good day, too. I can't wait to reconnect with you so that we could continue with this topic and I can set up the rest of the series for the Heartbeat of God podcast, because there are some major areas that you want me to bring awareness to. So that ends my conversation with God. And I'm going to release to you some points that I want you to consider for food for thought. What are you building? What is the condition of your spiritual house? What are the damaged areas of the infrastructure of your spiritual house? Are you ready to help God rebuild? Are you ready to do it God's way, or do you want to keep doing it your way? Now, we covered a lot of things in the conversation with God, and everything everything is going to lead us back to a very popular topic that you always hear me talk about, and it is condition of your heart. Whatever you are doing in your life, whether you are renewing your mind, you are rebuilding your house, your temple, your spiritual house, and to be honest with you, sometimes when we're cleaning our physical house, or we're rebuilding or restructuring our physical house, God is also doing something within us spiritually. But with everything that we do, remember, we need wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. So we need to ask God for wisdom. If you've been doing it your way, then I want you to stop, to drop, and to pray, and to ask God for wisdom. Now, I want to go to 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, and verse 11 for a moment, because God, when King Solomon was appointed king, you know, God asked him, what did he want? King Solomon could have asked for anything that he wanted to ask for. But I'm going to start at verse 10 because I want to speak this verse in context, okay, of what I'm talking about. In 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, verses 10 through 12. So let me just go back to verse 9. Okay, let's start at verse 9. Let's start at verse 7. 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, and we're going to start at verse 7. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great mercy and loving kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. So here's the key verse right here, verse 10. King Solomon could have asked God for anything he wanted, and God would have given it to him. But listen to what he asked for. He said, give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. For who can rule this your people who are so great. Now, here is God's response to Solomon's request in verse 11. God replied to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches, possessions, honor, and glory, or the life of your foes, or even for long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may rule and judge my people over whom I have made you king. And verse 12 says, wisdom and knowledge are granted you, and I will give you riches, possessions, honor, and glory, such as none of the kings had before you, and none after you shall have their equal. So this is a powerful, I want to talk about for a moment the power of receptive prayers. Receptive prayers are prayers that reach God's throne room. Receptive prayers are prayers that touch God's heart. Receptive prayers are prayers that are all about God's plans and purpose. You see, King Solomon, he was not selfish. He was not self-centered. He was not thinking about himself. He was king over all Israel. And I'm making a point to say that because there are some people that would have asked for material things, self-serving things that would make their lives better. But this king said, God, give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. For who can rule this people? Who can rule this, your people who are so great? So then God responded to Solomon, and he said, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches, possessions, honor, and glory. So that brings me back to my question, what is the condition of your heart? Do you have a broken heart? Do you have a stitched up heart? Do you have a bandaged heart? Do you have a sick heart? Do you have a black heart? Do you have a wounded heart? You see, it is the condition of our hearts that will control, that will influence how we are going to build. Now, there are some things that have damaged the infrastructures of our heart, which has affected the infrastructure of our building, our spiritual building, our spiritual house, our bodies, our temples. And there are many people that are dealing with many illnesses, sicknesses that have affected our physical body, our mental and emotional well-being. So this whole topic, and all of the series that will follow this, we are going to learn how to build a house from a biblical perspective, and we are going to ask God to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you are listening to the Heartbeat of God podcast. And I pray that something said today has been to you, has encouraged you. And I'm on a mission to promote healing in the body of Christ. And not just the body of Christ, because there may be some of my Muslim friends that may be listening to this message. It may be some of my Hindu friends. You know, God is God. I don't really care what the person's faith or religion is. That's not what this is about. But anybody can find good information in this podcast. And I don't care what you believe. We all have areas of our heart that needs immediate attention. And as we read earlier, Solomon asked for wisdom. So what are you going to do today? How are you going to move forward? What are you going to do about the damaged areas of your infrastructure where things happen to you, but you keep looking at what happened and you keep looking at who caused the damage, who caused the crack in the infrastructure of your walls, who caused the crack in the infrastructure of your heart, who damaged your emotions? You see, the enemy of your soul, he wants us, not just you, I'm saying us, because the attacks come against me too. But the enemy of our souls does not want us to build from a biblical perspective. And Solomon said, God, give me wisdom and knowledge. So, when we talk about the damaged areas of our heart, I want to lay the foundation for next week's episode where we're going to be talking about the different compartments in our heart and what's going on in our heart. And then we're going to apply what we learned earlier with Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 1 and 10, because there are some things that need to be plucked up. There are some things that need to be removed. And we're going to visit Psalms 51 and verse 10 that says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. And my goal is going to be how can I say this? I want to deal with the matters of the heart that affect our soul. And our soul is the seat of our emotions. Our soul consists of our mind, our will, our emotions, and our intellect. So when good things happen to us, it is stored in the happy compartment of our heart. And that part of our house is stable. The pillars are strong. There's no damage. There's no cracks. Are you following me? When good things happen to us, our mind is aware that we are happy and it rejoices with us. But when our heart, that compartment of our heart that where bad things have happened to us and we have stored those unhappy feelings and emotions in that area of our heart, those pillars, the infrastructure of our heart in those areas, those pillars are weak, they are damaged, they are cracked, and they need immediate attention. So this is the purpose of the heartbeat of God. If I did not hear God's heartbeat regarding this topic that is vast, I'm not going to be able to cover it all today. Today I'm taking my time and I'm laying the foundation. So I do encourage you to stay connected. If you have any questions, please feel free to present them to me. I will definitely answer your questions, but I want you to bookmark Romans 12, 1 and 2, Philippians 4 and 13, Jeremiah chapter 1. Actually, you can read Jeremiah chapter 1 through verses 10, and then read 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, and read Proverbs verse 24. Verses 3 and 4. And as we continue in this series, I will be giving out other scriptures. But for right now, this is the heartbeat of God. And again, my name is Stacey Lunsford. I will be sharing the podcast every Saturday. Please feel free to visit our website at www.eloquentlyspeaking.com. Whatever is going on inside of your heart, God wants to heal you. God wants to help you advance forward and beyond. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.